It's time again for your letters, and joining me is producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farai.
So, Christopher, your turn at bat.
Matthew Eldridge of Brighton, Massachusetts, heard our roundtable discuss a Senate review of credit card fees and rates. He wrote, "This sounds a little bit cold-hearted, even to me. Yet I can't reconcile the idea of living in the land of the free with the idea of passing laws to protect people from their own idiocy. Real freedom comes with real responsibility."
And there's this from Denise Doucette of Vallejo, California, about her surreal card responsibilities. "I had to laugh when I heard your recent guest state some consumers are charged interest rates as high as 32%. Sure, that sounds outrageous, but even more so is the statement I received this month for my Bank of America Visa bill, with an annual percentage rate of 109.21. No, that is not a typo. 109.21%.
Wow. And sticking with Northern California for a moment, our roundtable dissected an academic pep rally at a high school in Concord. The rally segregated students by race, and Russell Clark of nearby Mountain View, California, sent us this. "I listen to News and Notes almost every night. I find it ironic that tonight's panel seemed a bit outraged. People nowadays first and foremost identify by race or nationality. Only secondly are they American. The organizers of the rally are guilty of the same thing News and Notes is guilty of, the intentional separation of the races in order to appeal to niche audiences with the underlying message celebrating diversity."
And we've got more feedback about some of the recent changes here at News and Notes. First, from John Michael O'Neill of Kent, Ohio, "News and Notes has lost its sophistication and intelligent political edge. The roundtable discussions have become petty and ghetto, while the young lady who has assumed the host position appears to have a macabre perspective on life." Didn't you like the pronunciation of macabre? Was that not sophisticated and not ghetto? I do own the Riverside Shakespeare, but that alone does not make for a good roundtable. I will say that I like horror movies, and I hope you like the roundtable better next time.
Well, young lady, listener Andrew Hastick has a different opinion. He wrote this from his home in Berrien Springs, Michigan. "I just wanted to thank you for being a program that provides a consistent presence of informative and thought-provoking content. In all my life, I have never seen or heard a daily program of this nature. Usually, I would have to wake up early Sunday morning to find an obscure station to catch a roundtable of this sort with educated Black Americans. Keep up the good work." Well, we'll try, Andrew, but we're going to need help from listeners like you. So please, keep your letters coming or pick up the phone.
That's right. Whether or not you've got praise or a diss, call us 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. And I do have to say to John Michael O'Neill, one of my great fantasies is being an extra in a horror movie. So maybe you're on to something. Thanks, Christopher.
Thanks, Farai.